everyone. You Inc. Live this week is with beloved community activist Gabor Klein. Mr. Klein has dedicated his life to activating everyone from politicians to musicians, but you can hear all about that in the interview. What was truly special in this installment of our two-month-long You Inc. Live specials from coast to coast in the past year is that our guest inspired the audience members to also share their activism and at the end of the show, listen to a different kind of person on the street, which is really person in the audience, and get inspired to activate your You Inc. Thank you for joining us at You Inc. for a very special You Inc. Live at the Community Festival in the historic Goodell Park underneath the tent of the beautiful Peace and Healing Pavilion. My name is Rhea Greif, and I'm here with you today, as I am every week, to help build the most important brand in your life, which is you. And when we talk about building, we use tools and the same goals for building our brand. These wellness tools will help elevate your emotional intelligence and help to lead you in a more positive, successful direction in life and in business. Some of these tools you will use to activate yourself into action today, and some you will hand off to inspire others in the future. This week's tool is activism. And why activism is the only way to shape the world to bring you success in life and in business. And this is what I will show you is a great tool for your brand. Today we have a special treat. We are very lucky to be invited to ConFest, which describes itself as a free, non-corporate, yearly celebration of local community organizers, artists, and volunteers, and it is guided by its principles that people ought to work for the collective good of all people rather than for personal gain, and they support cooperation rather than individual profit, that the basic necessities of life are a right and not a privilege, that folks should strive to conduct their lives in harmony with the environment, and that attitudes which oppress people and divide them based on age, class, ability, income, race, sex, and sexual preference and orientation are sought to be eliminated. And so basically, this festival in and of itself is activism. And many times when we think of activism, we think of protest, clashes with authority and the status quo, perhaps even anger at establishment. And activism can be inclusive of those things, but activism can be also gentle and kind, such as a community garden or planting for pollinators, shoveling your neighbor's walkway while you are out there doing it. Something as simple as saying hi to the people you walk by, casting a vote or helping your teen get his or her peers to vote, putting out a flag, or activism can be a big party that you can volunteer to be a part of, such as ConFest today. But activism simply means to activate yourself to do something. So many of us are stunned by endless headlines into inaction, and complaining on social media or whining to our spouses and friends does not create change. So my call to action to you is to be the feed, not read the feed. Be a creator, not a consumer, or you will forever be a victim as opposed to a change agent, an activist. You have the power to shape the world around you and the world at large. My call to action to you is to think of the one thing that you can do to put yourself on the path of being an activist and a contributor to policy, community, peace, and the kind of prosperity that is not associated with numbers. And today, and for the past 46 years, ConFest has proven to us that activism can be a three-day blast. We are here today with Gabor Klein, who has been a ConFest organizer almost since the beginning, and who this year had to take a step aside from his activism due to a recent stroke. But Gabor is widely known as a community activist, the quiet, stormy kind, who has championed many progressive initiatives, supported change agents to push through their agendas, and he is also an activist in the music world, supporting artists with talent who don't want to settle their sound for the mainstream label. Mr. Klein is a respected member of society with strong political views and efforts to activate those around him to be this regime's change agents. He was also the volunteer events organizer for the Columbus Coalition for the Homeless, organizer with Columbus Homeless Awareness Concert for 10 years, and entertainment director for the Good Neighbors Picnic for the Homeless, now in its 14th year. Also, he was a Comfest grants recipient himself, and he also sold water Comfest to raise money as another form of his activism. For those who are listening in and who are not with us here today, it is a gorgeous early summer day after 3 days of on and off rain where the air is soft and breezy, and we also have with us a group of activists joining us here on U Inc., who, if they are not already, will be after today's show. And since you aren't here, if you want to catch the video feed of today's recording of U Inc. Live at Comfest, along with the audio of this interview, as well as select few others, such as poet superstar Hanif Abdurraqib, U Inc. Live at Burning Man, gallery owner and former student of Roy Lichtenstein, Marlena Keynes, the Columbus 10K, U Inc. Live at Rootwire, Comfest, and Lakes of Fire at Burning Man Regional Event on our YouTube channel and socials at Two Rogues and TwoRogues.com. And thank you for joining us here today, Gabor.
Hi, Rhea.
Gabor, one of the first questions that I put out there was how much I missed jumping onto the gator with you, and you showed up with it anyway.
Well, I did, and we can go for a ride afterwards.
Excellent. So, Gabor, speaking of Comfest, what is it about this event that resonates with you in terms of activism?
Well, just about everything resonates with me about Comfest, because it's people participating all year round. This is an event that takes, our first meeting is September 18th, and from that day forward, everything goes towards community action and social change. We organize the workshops, we organize the shows, we organize everything you see in the park, and it's all done by volunteers.
And I think the number is, since 2006, you've donated $300,000 to various organizations?
It's really over $450,000, yes.
That's pretty incredible. So, Gabor, you're pretty vocal on social media about your political views, or more accurately, your political concerns. And one of the things that we talk about is how this can be an ineffective way to be a change agent when it comes to politics. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it can be very useful, but you have to be a change agent in a constructive way. You have to point stuff out. You can't just accuse people and leave it at that. It has to be something positive, a message that someone can do something with.
So what do you pair your activism on social media with in the real world, so to speak?
I tend not to combine the two. I don't talk about Comfest at all on social media. I don't talk about the homeless picnic, except to invite people to events. I find that social media is questionable in terms of being a real change agent. I would rather be doing the work behind the scenes all year round and make people find something constructive to do.
So essentially, social media is kind of just airing your grievances, basically.
Well, like I did it this morning. I was on social media this morning. It was very mild. I didn't attack the person, but I did disagree with them, and I let them know.
And not to belabor the point, though, but just curious, because it seems like a lot of people are very vocal on social media. Don't you feel that this might detract from their activism?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. It depends on the person and the post. Some posts are very positive and good, and some posts are very negative and ineffectual.
Okay, so I guess utilize social media, but certainly continue to be an activist in the real world for it to really make an impact.
Absolutely, absolutely. Most of the impact is done in the real world and not in social media. Social media is just that. It's social media, and real world activism involves real people.
Okay, so you're also an activist for musicians. And historically, musicians have been a large part of social movements and inspiring activism. What are your thoughts on the music scene today and artists and their current activism role?
Well, artists have always and continue to be activists. They hold benefit concerts all the time. They raise money for small community organizations. They tend to raise less than $2,000 at a time, but there's a lot of events, and more than that, they communicate very directly with their people. And I believe in direct communications and direct action.
And is that how you select the musicians that you support?
Well, no, it isn't. I strictly go by the music and what they... I've managed bands where some of the people had conservative political views. And that's all right with me. It's a free country. And they're allowed to have their views. And my job is to promote the music, not their views.
So sometimes it's okay to be an activist and to allow yourself to engage in some other aspects of life and that you're not kind of pegged or limited by your activism. Because I think that's also the fear for a lot of people to take on that activism role, is they feel like then they become just this person and they can't enjoy other parts of their life.
Well, I try to be a whole person, and if you become committed only to one thing only, you just become obsessive. And I like to have fun because life should be fun.
Woo!
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's everything you do should be fun, including activism.
Yes.
And if it's not fun, you shouldn't do it.
I agree. And then I think when your personal goals align with the goals of whatever activism front that you're trying to go on, I mean, that's how you stay motivated. They have to be aligned. And having fun is something we can all align with.
Well, I very early on, I aligned with ComFest for the last 20-some years. But before that, I aligned with homelessness. And I found that I could apply my skills as a promoter, as a producer of music, as an event organizer. And by focusing on homelessness, I was able to do a lot for that. It's just my choice, but it can be anything. And ComFest allows me to concentrate on other things.
And then you bring up something else about activism. It's an opportunity to sharpen your skills, to develop new skills as well. So it's not just about helping some initiatives move forward. You grow as a person via your activism.
Well, activism should be a lifestyle. You should be part of your life, like doing exercise or going to the movies or something else. It should be part of everyone's life. And it shouldn't be something that they do just once in a while. Now, there are times like elections when it's important to focus on a particular subject, or something like right now with the immigration crisis, we have an obligation that we can do something about that. But generally, you should make it part of your life, really.
And I like that. I know we talked about this earlier. You were talking about it should be a lifestyle. And I think that's really a great way to put it. It's a lifestyle. It really is.
Well, it is. Because it doesn't have to be a burden. And if it becomes part of your lifestyle, it doesn't become a burden.
So, Gabor, were you a born activist? And is there such a thing? Or for the parents listening here in this Peace and Healing Pavilion and those listening on the radio, is there a way to cultivate an activist?
I think just starting to participate, you become an activist slowly. For instance, volunteering at the beer tent. You do 4 hours of pouring beer, and that's your activism. But in the meantime, you go around and you see what the festival is about, and you become interested in other things. And then you go to a booth, and they're talking about some subject. You become interested in that. So I find that it's a growth opportunity. It's something that happens over time with people.
So what maybe is your earliest activist memory that maybe you want to share?
It's been a long time. I guess I remember meeting some homeless people, and they had children and they had jobs, they were working, and they were homeless. And everyone's talking about homeless people being bums and alcoholics and not working and being lazy. And it struck me as being very different than what I was led to believe. And so I decided to look into homelessness, and slowly I became dedicated to the subject.
And that's actually my next question. Another part of your activism is your advocacy for the homeless, and I too worked with the homeless for 5 years doing street and camp outreach. And for those who perhaps don't understand why anyone would help what is perceived as a non-productive member of society, what is your motivation for helping them?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that fully 25 to 30% of homeless people have mental problems, serious mental problems. And we're living in a society that does not value mental health. So we shut down a lot of the mental health clinics and treat them as cattle. So that's 25% people. Another 25, 30% to 40% are working homeless families. Somewhere where a husband goes to jail and the wife cannot support the children. So, you know, the amount of people that are just lazy and troublemakers and drug addicts, it's really a small percentage. And so if you're doing something for the homeless, you're doing something for people.
Right, and that's the thing. You're helping people who need your help, and it's not the ones that are most visible, because a lot of those families living in those types of situations don't advertise that they're homeless.
That's right, they don't.
Right. So tell us about the Good Neighbors Picnic, which you founded and is now in its 14th year. What kind of activism are you engaging in with that event?
Well, the Homeless Picnic was designed to make people in the community feel like they're part of the community. Because the first thing that happens when you're homeless is your address, your community, your neighborhood. You're no longer part of it. And so people are adrift. And so we take this opportunity to have a picnic where the kids can run around. We give away clothing, a lot of clothing. We have a store where we have concierges walk around with people. And generally, we try to make it into an event where people can forget that they're homeless for the day.
And where can people go in terms of maybe they want to get involved? Is there a website they can go to?
Yes, they can go to Good Neighbors Picnic website. And it's self-explanatory. It tells you how to volunteer, donate money, and talks about the picnic. There are videos on it. It's a great website.
So as a long-term activist, and for those who don't know where to start, or who have tried and were left with a very nonplussed or indifferent or like kind of meh experience, what are some pro tips for making activism work for them, for making it a lifestyle?
Start. That's the first thing. Start, start, start. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how much you do it. Just start. And once you start, you'll find that it becomes it'll grow on you. I mean, you'll make friends, and that people will help you to participate, and it becomes a part of your life and part of your social life.
And what is next for Gabor Klein, and where can this audience go if they're interested in joining you in some of your activism and your various endeavors?
Well, you can always join any of the committees of ConFest, and there's 22 of them. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty. You can do signage, you can do beer, you can do logistics, you can do just about anything. Anything you see around here is volunteers, so you can be part of ConFest, and it's a great place to start.
It is. Thank you, Gabor. Klein. And now, audience, it's your turn. So remember when I asked you at the beginning of the show to think of the one thing that you can do to engage in activism. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come around with the recorder and with the microphone so that you can share one thing. I know we have some people here who are actually, we're very fortunate to have, who are part of a national project who are going to share what their national project is about also. But please, share one thing that you plan on doing in terms of activism, no matter how big or how small, they all count. So what is your activism? What is your act of activism? Okay, we'll start here.
My name is Joni Kalem, and I'm active in a lot of different political activity here in Columbus, but the other hat that I wear is to do disability awareness workshops for teachers and parents. Teachers these days are inundated. The percentages of autism have just recently been announced as 1 in 59, but anybody in the field is feeling that it's more like 1 in 39. Mm-hmm. So children are struggling, and therefore teachers are struggling and parents are struggling, and I do disability awareness workshops through music for teachers and parents.
And if someone wants to join you, where what's the website they can check out?
JoniKalem.com.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tim Chavez. I am a scheduler for a radio station, a community radio station here in Columbus. It's WGRN 94.1. What I could do as far as activism, I could train anybody here in this audience, and I'm talking about youth and old folks like me too. I could train you how to schedule, and we can also teach you how to program and do your own local show on our radio station. So we'd love to have some newcomers with us. We're actually short. Victoria and I basically run the whole radio station with Eugene Beers and others, and we're a Pacifica radio affiliate.
And do you have a website that they can go to?
Our website is WGRN.org, and from there you can get email addresses, see our program, and you can stream us and listen us to on the radio. As a low-power radio station, we cover Within the Loop, which is actually a pretty good coverage of about 500,000 people. So listen to us, start with that, and then from there, join us.
Deal. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to go back here.
Hi, my name's Melanie Boyd. I think activism makes me think of a couple of things, and certainly boots in the street is one of them. I think sometimes just showing up counts, but I also think of activity, and by and large, the most important activity we can do right now is vote. I have the great opportunity to hang out with youth. Take your kids to the voting booth with you. You can't start talking about it early enough.
Because they'll be able to vote in 2 years. The 16-year-olds will.
Or three, or, right. You know, start them 12. That's fine.
Do you have a website you'd like to share?
I don't, but okay. My niece beside me does.
Okay. Yes, we're looking forward to hearing about this one.
Hello, my name is Andrea Downs. I am an artist, a middle and high school art teacher, and an activist. I'm a native from Columbus, Ohio, and I now live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am also the project coordinator of an ongoing, national-reaching, collaborative art installation that is called Airing Out the Dirty Laundry. It is a project where I'm inviting cis women, trans femme, and non-binary folk to be part of an installation where they're creating visual narratives that display their understanding and feelings about a common purpose that I am saying we believe in equality and in our shared responsibility to create a more just world, and that we resist oppression, injustice, and exclusion. So I'm asking women to create pieces of what I'm calling dirty laundry that express those personal stories that connect them to that purpose of believing in equality.
And then you have a website?
I do. It is airingoutthedirtylaundry.com.
And it's very beautiful. For those who are here and who are going to be viewing this on the interwebs where they have video, but you can see it. You can see it in the back of the frame. There's beautiful. There's a hanging line with the clothespins. And these are creations from people who have just kind of walked up here, maybe have not known what it was that they wanted to say in terms of their story. And they put it up there. They're airing out their dirty laundry, making those connections. And one of the things that I really enjoyed is that you described yourself as an activist. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello, my name's Carl Frame. I'm just a proud citizen of Columbus, Ohio, and I would have to just put in my piece that I suppose I support activism by just continuing on exploring my city and my county and just engaging in conversation with people and making sure that important topics stay active and in active dialogue with everyone.
Thank you, and you being here was very important to all of us. Thank you so much.
Hey, Ria, can I say something?
Of course.
Well, I just want to point out that we've had 5 or 6 people get on the mic so far, and every one of them was doing something different. Each one has chosen their own way of doing something, radio station, to an artist, to a musical artist, to just a person who takes interest in it. And I think that's wonderful.
And that's a great lesson, that activism can take many different forms and find the one that resonates with you. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Dawn of the New Era, and for my path is about doing the activism through the inner work. So kind of looking at your own shadow and your own authenticity and where you're living your truth and where you're breaking the cultural norms. And so that's kind of what I teach and preach in my ministry.
And what changes have you seen with people, and what happens to them once they've transformed their inner worlds? How does that carry over into the outside world?
Well, when you stop doing what you think you should be doing and you start to embrace what you could be doing, what makes you come alive and what lives in you, there is this, the only word I can think of is authenticity. There's this piece to authenticity to where, you know, hurt people hurt people. So when you're not hurting and you find that peace inside, you naturally just love and connect with everyone around you.
And I'm really glad that you're here, Dawn, because it's important for people to understand if they're stuck, if they're feeling that obstacle, it could be something that some inner work that they need to do. Where could they find you, Dawn of the New Era?
Either Dawn of the New Era on Facebook or dawn-thompson.com.
Okay, hi.
Hi, I'm Becca Alexander. Professionally, I work as a victim advocate in the courthouse with survivors of violence, many of whom are survivors of domestic violence and sexual violence, help navigating the court system and local resources. And for unpaid work, I help organize organizations that create safer spaces for the queer community through queer behavior and through a new organization that I am co-founding called Keshet Columbus for Queer Jews. So both of those organizations have active event calendars and can be found on Facebook.
And what would the Facebook page be?
Queer Behavior, and the other one is Keshet, K-E-S-H-E-T, Columbus.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned paid and not paid. Do you feel a difference in the reward that you experience when you're paid and your non-paid work, since you use those terms?
Well, the unpaid work I gain enjoyment out of in every second, and it's not that I am not enjoying my paid work, because actually I think that I'm very lucky to find meaningful work that pays me a living wage, and so I feel like in the sense of fulfillment, there's not any difference, but it is a break in the intensity to do between the two types of work.
Right, and it's just very important, I think, for people who want to be activists to understand that, you know, you derive joy in every moment from doing something, even if there's, especially sometimes, if there's no dollar sign attached. Hi, Steve. Steve and I used to work together at Columbus State.
Hi, Ria. Steve Abbott. I'm a journalist by training, a teacher by profession. I became active basically by going to teach-ins back during the Vietnam era. I'd been a really conservative Republican kid, and I started doing that when I was in college, and suddenly you notice the world. You say, oh, there's this other world than what you're doing. So, and from that, I became a founding member of the Columbus Free Press. I became a founder of the Poetry Forum. I became first president of the Columbus State Education Association, the faculty union of Columbus State. And it was, I think part of it was, I like to use the words from a poet named Rebecca Baggett. And in one of her poems, Testimony, she says, anyone who notices the world must want to save it.
Well, thank you very much, Gabor Klein, for being on UInc, and thank you, everyone, for participating as well. Congratulations on your activism, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's our show for today, folks. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Ria Greif, and you've been listening to UInc on 90.5 WCBE.